Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here at the weekend. And, it kind of escaped your attention that we are now in Pride Month. And you only have to go onto social media and you'll find a lot of the big corporations are busy virtue signaling their commitment to the LGBTQ plus community. Yeah. Laughably, the likes of the Nationwide Building Society, for example, have put up a post, if you look at their social media account, where they've got one of their employees who's into drag to dress up as a drag queen and show their absolute solidarity with him. And what does it say about our modern society when it takes a month to celebrate one of these deadly sins? What other deadly sins do you think we should have months dedicated to? David, don't you say that. You have to understand the persecution that the LGBTQ plus community has endured. Well, I would argue that there actually isn't an LGBTQ plus community. I think there are individual people, and some of those individual people may be activist individual peoples, and that maybe is what constitutes, you know, this alleged community. But there's many other people who don't want anything to do with it, regardless of their sexual preference. But anyway, nonetheless, I came up with what I thought was a good idea. And I thought, well, how about rather than having Pride Month, what if we just had a year, 12 months, where people respect each other's differences and keep their own sexual predilections private? How about we, in other words, show a little bit of dignity? Is that too radical, do you think? Yeah, too radical. Well, certainly at this, you're going to, by the time you get to the end of June, you're going to have encountered so much in terms of the promotion of this LGBTQ plus agenda, which I believe is fundamentally, demonic. That's just the only word I use for it. It's demonic. It's about trying to inculcate young people and get them into the ranks. It's about, it is about essentially a celebration of sinfulness. And no matter how you look on it, that's not a good thing. And I'm not wishing to have a go or to criticize any, any gay people who may follow me out there, because I people make their own choices in life. That's the way it is. So we can respect that. But what we can't respect is this corporate bandwagon, this tsunami of LGBTQ plusisms that are now across the piece. Did you see the scenes at the Arc de Triomphe in Paris? Did you see that? I was in Paris there yesterday or the day before. They've defaced this, the Arc de Triomphe. I mean, it's a war memorial. They have essentially defaced it by putting a huge, massive rainbow ribbon through the center of it. Look it up on social media, on Twitter, you'll see it. It's awful, absolutely, horrendous. But they're proud about it, the people pushing this. They are proud of these things. So literally, they are proud of pride, but pride is a sin. And those people, gay people are not any more or less sinful than us heterosexual people. I'm not saying that. But you shouldn't really be celebrating it. I think that's fundamentally wrong. I wonder, do you agree with me, or am I off on sort of a wrong tangent in this one? I don't think so. I think I'm right. I think that we'd have a much better society if we simply, kept matters discreet and private and didn't flaunt these things. It's also worth pointing out, by the way, if you look at so many of the companies virtue signaling their commitment to the LGBTQ plus movement, they're only doing that in the Western part of the world. So if you look at, for example, Volkswagen or BMW, if you go to their social media platforms, you'll see that, yes, they've got the rainbow icon emblazoned across it. And then you go to look at their Middle Eastern companies, icons, and there's nothing there. So what is it about the Middle East that stops them, for example, in other parts of the world, Muslim parts of the world predominantly, why don't they push their LGBTQ plus agenda there? Well, the answer is because they wouldn't get away with it. And this is a discussion I got into with no less than Andrew Tate on social media in the past couple of days. And to be fair to Andrew, he sort of acknowledged that there's nothing wrong with me wishing that the UK would return to Christian roots. His own belief is that that boat has sailed, that Christianity is fatally holed below the waterline, and he sees Islam as being a better refuge against the neoliberal follies of these modern times. And I can understand Andrew's point of view. I do get that. But however, I would also argue back and say, well, hang on a second. My version of Christianity is muscular. It's robust. It's founded in the Bible. It's not interested in compromising with any of these modern evils. So I think it does, you know, a good job. My problem is, of course, that's not the Christianity of the Church of England, for example. It's not the Christianity, for that matter, of the Roman Catholic Church. It's the established sort of, you know, Christian churches in many cases have failed. They've been eaten up and devoured from within. Now, does that mean that you rule out Christianity as a bulwark against this pride? And I don't think you can. No, I think that's not right either. So I think there's a successful balance between it. But as I say, the big corporations who are all over us at the moment and will be for the rest of this month in the West are not doing the same in the Middle East or indeed in the Far East. And they know that because those societies haven't fallen as much under the, you know, the dark shadow of the rainbow flag as we have. So as I say, anyway, no pride in Pride Month.